This is KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, and this is Blue Monday. Yardbirds are there at Clapton opening up today's show, Blue Monday, a tune called Got to Hurry from the Yardbirds. Bill Rhodes here with my engineer, Sai-Hung Kim. This is Blue Monday right here on KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. We're here playing the blues for you from right now up until 3 o'clock this afternoon, and we got a whole mess of crazy things we're going to play for you. I put together a show today I thought you might find interesting, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to play cuts that English bands played in the 60s. Then I'm going to play the original version where they got it from. And speaking of Yardbirds, that's actually who we're going to start with on today's show. We're going to start with the Yardbirds 1965, and they actually recorded this cut in the Chess Studios out of Chicago. And this is the Yardbirds with Jeff Beck on guitar, and they're doing the Bo Diddley tune, I'm a Man. So we're going to start here with the Yardbirds 1965, Chess Studios, I'm a Man. And then I'll come back on and talk a little bit. Then we're going to play Bo Diddley's version. So here's how it goes. Here's the Yardbirds, I'm a Man, right here on Blue Monday.
Baby, you can't resist. No, I'm a
there's Yardbirds doing I'm a Man with Jeff Beck on guitar, taking, as you'll find out, a lot of liberties with that tune and having what they called at the time a rave-up at the end there with the Yardbirds. Now, 10 years before that, Bo Diddley recorded this cut on Chess Records, and that cut was recorded at Chess Records by the Yardbirds. Now, here's Bo Diddley. 1955, same studios, Chess Studios, and here's the original version of I'm a Man. Bo Diddley, right here on Blue Monday.
Now, when I was a little boy, at the age of 5, I had something in my pocket, keep a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man, May 21. You know, baby, we can have a lot of fun. I'm a man, I spell M-A-N, man. Second cousin, Little John the Conqueror, my man, spell him.
There, the original version of I'm a Man, Jerome Green on the maracas, and possibly Billy Boy Arnold or Little Walter, one of those fellows on the harmonica there. Bo Diddley, 1955, I'm a Man. Right before that, we had the Yardbirds, 1965, I'm a Man. We're playing cuts by English bands from the 60s, and then we're playing the original version where they got that cut from by the American blues artist here. I'll try not to make any judgments or comments, but, you know, some things are better than other things, and some are just fine, some are good, and we'll just go ahead on with it here. So here's a group that was quite a blues band at the start, really great vocals from Eric Burdon, and that's the Animals. The Animals, I believe from, if I remember right, Newcastle, possibly, in England, and definitely into John Lee Hooker. They really like John Lee, and they did a number of his cuts. And here's the original group of the Animals with Alan Price on organ. 1964, here they are doing John Lee Hooker's tune, Boom Boom, right here on Blue Monday. Thank you.
that is true. Boom, 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 boom. I like the way you walk. I like the way you talk. When you walk that walk and you talk that talk, you knock me out right off of my feet. Talking that talk, you knocking me out right off of my feet. I need you right now. I mean right now. I don't mean tomorrow. I mean right now. Come on, come on. Come on, shake it up, baby.
Okay, that's Animals. Eric Burden on vocals doing John Lee Hooker's tune, Boom Boom. They kind of made it into a little more standard form than John Lee did, as you're going to find out. Now, here's the original version from John Lee Hooker. This recorded late 50s on VJ label. Here's John Lee Hooker, Boom Boom.
Right down, right off of your feet. Take you home with me. Put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom. How, 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 how. I love to see you strut up and down the floor. Talking to me, that baby talk, I like it like that. We'll be right back.
that walk and talk that talk and whisper in my ear. Tell me that you love me. I love that talk. When you talk like that, you knock me out right off of my feet. Whoa, 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 whoa.
John Lee Hooker, VJ Records, late 50s, Boom Boom, the original version from John Lee. We're playing cuts from English bands from the mid-60s doing American blues songs and their versions of it. This is really what inspired a lot of those bands to get going, was these great American blues artists. And in turn, a lot of these artists whose careers were kind of sliding down got a rejuvenation here. Here's the Rolling Stones right now from 1964 doing their version of Little Red Rooster. And after that, we're going to play Howlin' Wolf's version, the original. Here's Rolling Stones, 1964, Little Red Rooster. Rolling Stones right there, 1964, Little Red Rooster. Now, when the Rolling Stones were asked to appear on the TV show Shindig, they said they would only do it if Howlin' Wolf could appear on the show, too. And most people didn't know who Howlin' Wolf was, you know. And so that exposed, and it happened, and Howlin' Wolf was exposed to a huge American audience for the first time on TV at that period of time. Here's Howlin' Wolf doing the original version on Chess Records of Red Rooster. Rolling Stones called it Little Red Rooster. Howlin' Wolf called it The Red Rooster. It's a Willie Dixon tune. 1961 Chess Records, Howlin' Wolf, The Red Rooster. That's a great Howlin' Wolf right there, the original version of The Red Rooster on Chess Records, 1961. I'd like to remind you, you're listening to Blue Monday right here on KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. Bill Rhodes here with my engineer, Cy Hung Kim, and we're playing some English bands from the 1960s covering American blues songs. And this was really, you know, a tribute in a lot of cases from these bands to the original American artists, and we'll get into some other details in a while here, but let's hear a cut Manfred Mann did in 1964 with Paul Jones on vocal and harmonica. Here they are doing Got My Mojo Working. Manfred Mann right here on Blue Monday.
Well, I don't know what you want, but she's always mine. mojo working.
I got my mojo working.
I got my mojo working.
I got my mojo working,
but it just don't work on you.
Paul Jones on vocals and harmonica with Man for Man's group doing I Got My Mojo Working. Now, I'm pretty sure that they got their version from that, from listening to Muddy Waters, but here's the deal. It wasn't a Muddy Waters song. Muddy got it from a woman by the name of Ann Cole. Muddy went out on the road on a tour one time, and Ann Cole was on the bill. And Ann Cole was doing the song Got My Mojo Working. She recorded it in the mid-50s before Muddy did. And we're going to play the original version for you. Ann Cole, Got My Mojo Working, right here on Blue Monday. Ann Cole on vocals doing the original version of Got My Mojo Working in the mid-50s, I think is when she recorded that. Ann Cole, right before that, Manfred Mann, 1964, Got My Mojo Working. Now, here this next tune, it's kind of interesting because I have the original album of this, and it's by the group The Nashville Teens, and they recorded this in England in 1964, and they do the tune Hoochie Coochie Man. But at that time, they didn't credit it to Willie Dixon, who wrote that song. And They credited it to somebody else who wasn't even in the band, and kind of an unknown name. And that was kind of a common practice to put some odd name on a recording and then turn it in that way and end up getting credit for that and getting, you know, financial. You know what I'm saying. They got the money for it. So Nashville Teens, 1964. Now, when their CD came out, I noticed they credited it to Willie Dixon. So somebody said something, and it very well could have been Willie Dixon because he went through some situations later on with some groups where he had to go after them and get their money, including Led Zeppelin. So that's a later show. We'll get around to that. But here's and the Nashville Teens also spelled it wrong. They misspelled Coochie on Hoochie Coochie Man. So anyway, we're going to play their version of it, and then we're going to come back, and then we'll play Muddy Waters' original version written by Willie Dixon. Here's Nashville Teens, 1964, Hoochie Coochie Man, right here on Blue Monday.
You got a boy child coming. He's gonna be a son of a gun. He's gonna make with the women. He's gonna jump and shout. Then the world wanna know what's this all about. Too. I got a cocky dandy root, baby, and I'm gonna mess with you. I'm gonna make you good, lead you by my hand. Then the whole world wanna know about.
Because it's good news.
Okay.
Which is that despite the fact that he was talking the game of a meathead Republican for many years, saying that he'd run for Alabama governor, Charles Barkley sort of.
Okay, that's a Nashville Teens version, 1964, of Willie Dixon's tune, Hoochie Coochie Man. Had a little trouble with some of the lyrics there. I don't think they could quite figure out what Muddy Waters was saying. But here's 10 years before on Chess Records, Muddy Waters doing Willie Dixon's I'm Your Hoochie Coochie Man, a tune that really put Muddy over
and
got him a lot of popularity.
Well, you know, quite often Muddy Waters right here on Blue Monday. Them if you ask them. So that's one option you have as well.
I used to tell
them. He's the lead for our team, and he would.
His station, right?
Just the one I told my mother.
I'm over right here.
Okay.
Before
well,
I
thank
was
you guys,
born.
And have a great day.
All right, you too.
You got a boy, child.
Coming up, Ed.
He's going to be a son of a gun. He's going to make pretty women jump and shout. Then the women want to know.
Mountain down.
What it's all about.
Pushing on. Yeah. Or cotton clad futons that are made with lamp oil or just grains, cushions, up to 2% oil. 10:30 on the dirt bed. Host analyst Larry Johnson discusses the domination of election issues. Let the Trevor Foundation members and a grant from the for Portland City Council Position 3. That's at Dan Saltzman's seat. On Wednesday morning's talk radio show beginning at 7:30 a.m. This is Katie Pope.
I got a black cat bone. I got a mojo too. I got a John the Conqueror. I got to mess with you. I'm gonna make you girls leave me by my hand. Then the world'll know I'm a hoochie coochie man. But you know I'm here.
Okay.
Despite the fact that he was watching one of his matches,
he may not be good for you, you know, if you're not the right kind of rich person.
That's right. Well, Charles was pretty rich.
Yeah.
But the reason I called, the main reason I called is on a local election issue.
Rich person you are, he may not be good for you, you know, if you're not the right kind of rich person.
That's right. Well, Charles was pretty rich.
Yeah.
But the reason I called.
Don't you mess with me, but you know.
Costing as much to produce as they're able to sell it for, you know, in terms of energy. But I also haven't read enough to know that. So, you know, I just looking at it because Brazil.
Muddy Waters' original version, Willie Dixon's tune, I'm Your Hoochie Coochie Man, with some really fine harmonica there from Little Walter, although some folks say Big Walter, but one of those guys is blowing the heck out of it there. I'm Your Hoochie Coochie Man, Muddy Waters, 1954, Chess Records. Going on now, and we're listening to some English bands doing their cover versions of American blues tunes in the mid-60s. Here's the Yardbirds once again from 1964.
Support the business, support.
Keith Relf on vocals and harmonica. And they're doing Billy Boy Arnold's tune, I Wish You Would, right here on Blue Monday.
Oh,
Yardbirds, 1964. I wish you would. Billy Boy Arnold's tune. Now here's Billy Boy's version from 1955. Here's Billy Boy Arnold, harmonica and vocals. I wish you would. Right here on Blue Monday.
And every single.
So your identity is protected.
All right.
Anyway, I just wanted to put that out.
All right. But they,
and I just hope we can bring up a little here.
Knowing that we can get you for child support. You're right.
thanks for your call.
The reason I called, the main reason I called is I'm a local.
That's my baby went away. Crying and pleading won't do no good. Come back, baby, I wish you would. I can't help myself. I wouldn't mistreat you for no one else. Hugging and kissing late at night makes your little baby feel just right. Tell me now, baby, what you're trying to do. Trying to love me and some other man too.
There's the original version, I Wish You Would, from Billy Boy Arnold, and that was recorded in 1955 with some really stellar harmonica work from Billy Boy Arnold there on VJ Records. A little more relaxed version than the Yardbirds did. They kind of kicked it up a few notches there into the rock world. Yardbirds, I Wish You Would, 1964, right before that. Right now, here's the Animals. From also 1964, doing John Lee Hooker's tune, Dimples. Eric Burden on vocals, Alan Price on organ. This is what it sounds like.
I love to hear you talk.
Okay, that's Animals, 1964, Eric Burdon on vocals. Dimples, John Lee Hooker's tune. Here's John Lee Hooker, 1956 on VJ Records. Dimples, right here on Blue Monday. John Lee Hooker, VJ Records, 1956, the original version of Dimples right there from John Lee Hooker. Right before that, the Animals version, 1964, Dimples. I'd like to remind you, you're listening to Blue Monday right here on KBOO Portland. I'm going to take a little pause here and read the blues calendar for you, what's going on and coming up. And this is from the Cascade Blues Association Blues Notes. If you get a hold of that, this calendar's right in the middle of the whole thing and lets you know what's going on and coming up with all the blues in the area. Tonight at the Candlelight is D.K. Stewart with his group, the DK4. Lloyd Jones at the Steinhaus tonight. Tuesday night, Dylan Thomas Vance will be playing at Biddy McGraw's. Reggie Houston at the Candlelight. Dover Weinberg Quartet at Duff's Garage. Terry Robb will be playing at Halibut's, and Joe McMurrian will be at the White Eagle. That's all Tuesday night. On Wednesday night, Blues Train, 7:30 at 9th Avenue Public House. Suburban Slim has a blues jam at Duff's Garage. Jim Meese at Tillicum, and Bold Upright Blues Jam at Trail's End. On Thursday, Kinsel and Hyde will be playing at Beale Street Northwest. Margot Tufaux at the Candlelight, Curtis Salgado and Alan Hager at the Cascade Tavern in Vancouver, Terry Robb at Halibut's, Rick Welter will be at Poor Richard's, Jim Wallace and the Haas Cats at the Steinhaus, Lloyd Jones at Tillicum, and Women in Blues Review out at Trails End in Oregon City. And on Friday night, Bill Rhodes and the Party Kings will be at Beale Street Northwest, Too Slim and the Tail Draggers at the Cascade Tavern in Vancouver, Norman Sylvester at the Gemini in Lake Oswego. If you get down to Silverton to Mac's Place, Norton Buffalo and the Knockouts are going to be there. Bold Upright will be at the Steinhaus and Kinsel and Hyde at Trails End. On Saturday night, Linda Hornbuckle at Beale Street Northwest. Rick Welter will be playing down in Salem. Bold Upright will be at Monty's Tavern. Miller Brothers Blues Band, they're going to be playing at the Rogue Ale House. And Lee Blake Band will be at, where are we at here? Well, I'm not sure, Lee, where you're going to be because everything's misspelled here. So anyway, Lee Blake's out there playing. And Paul DeLay and Duffy Bishop at Trails End together. And on Sunday, there's an all-star blues jam at Duff's Garage from 3 to 6. Mary Flower and guest will be at McMenamin's in Edgefield. Eric Riley will be playing at the Selwood Public House, and there's a blues jam at Trails End out in Oregon City. So that's everything going on and coming up in the area for all our local blues that's going on. We're listening to, and this is Blue Monday right here on KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. Bill Rhodes here with my engineer, Sai-Hung Kim. We're here every Monday on KBOO from 1:30 to 3 o'clock playing nothing but the blues for you. And we're doing a little different show today. I'm playing English bands from the mid-60s, covering American blues songs, or covering blues songs by American blues artists. And here's one right here. This is kind of an odd one. It's kind of an obscure Muddy Waters tune. It came out on like the flip side of a 45 he did on Chess Records in 1956. Rolling Stones got a hold of it somehow over in England. And in the mid-60s, they recorded this tune, Look What You've Done. It was on December's Children album here, I believe, in the U.S. with some pretty nice harmonica work from Brian Jones. Here's Rolling Stones, mid-60s, Muddy Waters tune, Look What You've Done. That's Rolling Stones right there. Brian Jones on harmonica doing Muddy Waters' tune, Look What You've Done, recorded in the mid-60s. Now here's Muddy's version from 1956. He's got James Cotton, I believe, on harmonica. Here's Muddy, Look What You've Done.
Baby,
Chess Records, 1956, Muddy Waters, Look What You Done, right there. Right before that, Rolling Stones version from mid-60s. Coming up right now is Manfred Mann again from 1964. A lot of English bands in 1964 were really covering a lot of these tunes. That's when it was all hitting. And here's Manfred Mann doing Howlin' Wolf's tune, Smokestack Lightning. And they try to stay pretty close to the original here. Manfred Mann, Paul Jones on the vocals and harmonica, Smokestack Lightning, 1964. Well, they stayed pretty close to the original until right towards the end there when they did something similar to the Yardbirds. I wonder which group did that first, where they kind of kicked it up a notch there or whatever. But anyway, that was Man for Man, 1964, Smokestack Lightning, Paul Jones on vocal and harmonica. Here's the original version, 1956, written by Willie Dixon. Here's Howlin' Wolf on vocal and harmonica, Smokestack Lightning, right here on Blue Monday. Howlin' Wolf's original version of Smokestack Lightning, one that was a very popular hit for the Howlin' Wolf on Chess Records, 1956. And right before that, we had Man for Man's cover version from 1964. Now, this next tune's kind of interesting because it's by the Yardbirds, 1965, and it's called I Ain't Done Wrong. And the lead singer, harmonica player, claims credit for writing this, which is way wrong. It's actually an Elmore James tune called Done Somebody Wrong that Elmore did in 1960. So I'm going to play the Yardbirds version, and it has the same lyrics a lot and the same stop breaks as Elmore's version. And, you know, we'll let you decide. But I think it's pretty evident that, hey, you didn't write this, man. I Ain't Done Wrong, the Yardbirds, 1965. Sounds like this.
There's a
Okay, there's a Yardbirds version of I Ain't Done Wrong. They claim they wrote that. And it has some nice guitar in it at the end, at the jam and all that. But all the rest of it sure sounds like Elmore James, Done Somebody Wrong, 1960 on Fire or Fury Records. Here's Elmore, Done Somebody Wrong. It is Elmore James, 1960, Done Somebody Wrong. Got the original stop breaks and the original words there that the Yardbirds were using in their version, I Ain't Done Wrong. Anyway, we'll move on here. The Rolling Stones, 1964, around in there. Here's the Rolling Stones doing a version of Muddy Waters' tune, I Just Want to Make Love to You. And the difference would be they really kicked things up into high gear. They sped it up. This is on their first album, England's Greatest Hit Makers. And here they are, Rolling Stones, 1964, around there. I Just Want to Make Love to You.
Love to you, baby. Love to you, baby. Love to you. I can tell by the way that you dance.
Okay, that's Rolling Stones version. Now, here's the original from Muddy Waters, 1954, Chess Records, written by Willie Dixon. I just want to make love to you. Okay, that was Muddy Waters, original version, 1954 on Chess Records of I Just Want to Make Love to You. I could see why they didn't want to tackle the slow version, because fantastic harmonica work there, either Big or Little Walter. Sounds like probably Little Walter, but really some great blues there from Muddy Waters, 1954, Chess Records, I Just Want to Make Love to You. And right before that was the Rolling Stones doing their version from mid-60s, and they kicked that thing up quite a bit, but that was on their first album. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed what we did today. We're going to do some more shows like this. I'm going to put a show together of American rock bands doing covers of American blues artists coming up too, and there'll be a bunch of other crazy stuff coming up. But please come back next Monday from 1:30 to 3 o'clock right here on KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. Bill Rhodes here with my engineer Sai-Hung Kim, and please get out there and have a good week and go out and listen to some of the great local blues. There's a whole bunch of it out there. And be safe, and come back next Monday, and we'll play a bunch more blues for you. We'll end this show with a tune by the Yardbirds that they did early on. This is called Steeled Blues, and I believe this is Jeff Beck, probably on guitar. Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll see you next Monday right here on Blue Monday. Here's the Yardbirds, Steeled Blues.